The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. And thank you for the greetings that are in the chat, YouTube chat, and thank you all for being here. And thank you, those of you who have been coming regularly, for some of you well over a year now. And I think all this has added inspiration, momentum to me, and I think many of us, for the practice and engagement with the teachings. So today's guided meditation is based on a little bit of what's going to be said during the Dharmet following here. And I want to do a little caveat first, and that is that what I'm going to teach might not be suitable for everyone, and for wonderful, important reasons. So what I'm offering is not supposed to be like this is a better way or the right way for anyone, and that there might be good reasons for you to not to have other approaches, other ways of practicing mindfulness, which is more appropriate for many circumstances, including what you're working on these days in terms of developing your practice. So please, you know, use some discernment of whether to go along with what I'm saying, or you're welcome to, if it seems like it's going in the wrong direction, to tune me out, turn off the sound maybe, and just kind of sit quietly in your way. And so that the topic is strength, to bring a sense of strength, power to engaging in mindfulness practice. And I would like to suggest that it's not so much a matter of overriding how we are to be powerful or strong in the practice, but rather to realize a certain kind of inner strength and power that is being channeled, or which is engaging our capacity to be mindful. And this personal power, kind of inner power, strength, maybe a vitality, I associate with things like confidence. I think to sit with really strong confidence gives a kind of strength to people. To sit with courage sometimes. Sometimes it's what we are working with is quite difficult, and what we have to be present for is challenging. And to sit with some kind of courage. And again, not the courage that is bypassing how we are, but that it rises from deep inside and moves through and supports and engages all of who we are, so that we are not limited by anything or held back or held in check. And so there's a fullness that can come, a certain kind of fullness. And so the art of this is to discover just that, how we can use our a kind of a native strength, you know, something that's almost inherent within us in our whole psychophysical system, a capacity for letting the energetic engagement feel like it's not even us doing it, but rather allowing the systems to express a kind of wonderful yes, a yes, I'm here, yes, I'm going to be present in a full way. And when there's that kind of energy of strength or power, that it's very easy for that to be channeled into thinking, into agitation in the mind. And so the art of it is to learn how to, in a certain way, have a kind of a cognitive quiet or calm that it's almost like because we're not thinking a lot or caught up in thought, that it's like there's more room for a physical, almost a physical embodied strength to support us here, to be really here. And that would be the kind of goal of tapping into our personal strength, is a strength for being present, a strength for just being really here, like embodied yes to yes here. This whole system is going to be here in a clear, engaged, open, energetic way that is a balance, creates kind of a partnership with a certain kind of vitality and a stillness. So if this doesn't make sense for you, please don't hold it up as being a better way or the right way to practice mindfulness. But if it makes sense, you might experiment with it this time. So to assume a posture, and if it's possible to have a posture that expresses some degree of confidence. And you might adjust your posture, maybe very slightly, to have a feeling of confidence in the posture. You might not tap into some innate confidence, but to assume a posture which is an expression of posture, of confidence. Like if you were an actor, what would you, if you were going to show a confidence dance? Not too dramatically, like an actor, but just very subtly. And gently close your eyes. And without breathing deeply different than you do other times, begin by breathing deeply and recognize in the deeper inhales and longer exhales, there is some degree of confidence, strength, that's being manifested. And as you maybe a longer exhale, appreciating that energy of confidence or strength, allow yourself to also relax all the physical the muscles which are being held and tense. Almost as if those tense muscles are interfering with a inner confidence. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And again, with a little bit of confidence, as you exhale, relax the parts of your body, maybe with the word yes, that expresses that confidence in relaxing to be present. Exhaling and relaxing the face, softening. Exhaling and relaxing the shoulders. And then with a yes, as you exhale, softening the belly. And then scan through your body and see if there's any location in your body where it seems to be clearest location for you to have confidence or courage or a sense of strength, either because you know from previous experience that that's the place or you feel it now. And it could be anywhere. It could be a kind of strength in your belly, a fire, kind of. It could be in the chest, where the word courage comes from the word heart in French. It could be in a sense of strength in the spine. Or maybe it lives in the hands, legs and the feet. And if you can, as you exhale, relax into that location in your body. Almost like you're letting go of your thoughts and letting go into whatever feeling of strength or confidence that you have in your body. And any feeling of vitality or strength in your body is present moment experience. It's not a memory or a plan for the future. The experience, the feelings, the sensations of vitality, energy, confidence, strength, is present moment. Here in the present, allowing that to support or enable mindfulness, maybe an embodied sense of awareness, bodyfulness. Keeping you grounded or rooted in the present moment body experience. And perhaps whatever sense of confidence or strength you can feel, maybe you can let it spread and be global enough to include the body breathing as if it animates or supports or is channeled with through the breathing. So a confidence of being here with each breath. And if the energy seems to be building too strongly, remember to relax as you exhale. Soften so the energy doesn't get concentrate in any one place in the body, but a global, soft, open feeling of confidence and courage. Letting the thinking mind become quiet. letting this strength or confidence cooperate with whatever feeling of peacefulness, calm, that might be here as you practice. A calm confidence, a peaceful strength. Not letting the strength or energy override the peacefulness and calm. If it does, then maybe let go of the strength and the confidence to settle in deeper. shift your attention just a little bit from the sense of inner strength or confidence to whatever sense of inner peace or calm there might be, no matter how small or background it might be feel. Relax the thinking mind and settle into that feeling of calm and peace so that present moment peacefulness or calmness is a little bit more what carries your mindfulness, your awareness. So the sense of gentle yes, gentle, tender mindfulness can be infused with a peacefulness and calmness. And as we come to the end of this sitting, to appreciate the capacity of human beings, of others, and yourself, to live a life which, and where our life energy does not feel held in check by fear or attachments within or by the social conditions around us. Where confidence and courage is not channeled through an aggressiveness that then limits or intimidates others, but is a kind of freedom of a wonderful yes, and a feeling that we're confident that we're able to make a difference in the world. We have the ability and the capacity to make this world a better place, even if it's quite small, even if it's very local in our own lives, people immediately around us. And to turn your heart inside out, to gaze upon the world kindly, compassionately, tenderly, and to wish both for happiness and well-being and freedom for others, and to wish that you have within you the appropriate yes, that you would like to support this possibility. Yes, may all beings be happy. Yes, may others feel safe. Yes, may I contribute to a peaceful world. Yes, may we all together find ways to work for freedom, for liberation of all beings. Yes, may we live for the welfare and happiness of the whole world.